The Oakland Unified School District has the largest enrollment of any district in Alameda County, with more than 46,000 students in more than 130 schools. About a quarter of those schools are charters. Charter schools operate outside of many district regulations, allowing them to be more flexible than conventional public schools. That can also make them more controversial. Stella Marie Carpio takes us inside one relatively new charter.
Arise High School is inside of the Fruitvale Transit Village in Oakland. The plaza looks hip and newly built. There's a bank, senior center, and a dentist office. This definitely doesn't seem like the typical setting for a high school with over 200 students. G. Reyes, one of the school's co-principals, says Arise created a unique approach to learning.
What we try to do is build community here. We are only as strong as our weakest person. You know, there's a lot of individuals that we remember in history who have changed things, but they didn't do it themselves. So they were always part of a bigger movement. And so we're trying to help our young people be a movement in themselves. And spiritually, that takes them to understand where they live, understand how their environment doesn't need to be the way it is.
What is one thing that you do to help you feel good about yourself in life?
I like exercising. I love running.
Principal Reyes is holding his daily meeting with the students. He's asking them about things they do to make themselves feel good. The answers provoke a lot of laughter. Most of Arise students are teenagers who live in the surrounding neighborhoods. Many transferred from more traditional public schools, where they often weren't successful. Yet here at Arise, Reyes expects students to do more work, not less.
Our school has more requirements than any other Oakland Unified school. So we want students to just know that, well, when you come here, you know, you may have to do more.
Students who attend Arise start school at 8:45 a.m. and don't leave until 4:30 p.m. That's almost a full 8-hour day, and to top it off, some classes are over 2 hours long.
We have way more homework, which was weird, but I guess I get more engaged in class.
Senior Araceli Flores says she didn't feel challenged at her former school, but Arise has helped her focus on academics.
And I started really, learning a lot of stuff that I didn't learn over there. And it was funny because I took some of the classes, and it's just like, oh, I didn't know this. But as soon as I came here, I started getting straight A's, so I realized I was really smart.
Flores says she transferred from a school where it was easy to skip class.
The teachers weren't really, didn't really care if we really went to class or not. So it was a really tough experience for me because I was young and then I just didn't really care. So I was like, oh, well, I might just not even go to class because they don't even, check or they don't even care.
At Arise, caring about students is critical. Principal Reyes says the staff is committed to giving students the best opportunity and support system they can to make them competitive and successful.
We confront the question of substance abuse, domestic violence, gang violence that's happening in their neighborhoods, and we offer support in that sense. I think we have a really strong program that really focuses on students who are struggling.
Charter schools have more flexibility to do this type of intensive teaching. They can be smaller and more creative than many traditional schools, but they are controversial. Many charter schools in large cities like Oakland are set up with a more scripted learning model that teachers are meant to enforce and students are meant to follow.
We've really seen a growth and expansion of charter schools over the last decade.
Ingrid Sayerochi is the director for the Center for Urban Schools and Partnerships at Mills College. She says charters are popular in Oakland because parents wanted alternatives.
Let's either fund our schools differently, let's organize our schools differently, let's teach differently, let's teach different groups of students. And so charters have been one way to use public dollars to try to provide a public education for students, but in a way that is counter to or an alternative to the typical traditional school.
And why does OUSD need to do things so differently and allow schools like Arise? The answer is complicated, but one reason is the large number of students dropping out.
Oakland has large populations of students that are very, very poor and live in neighborhoods that face unbelievable poverty, that have very limited economic opportunity. So I think we have to look at the range of disparities and the range of opportunities or constraints on young people's lives to understand why it might be that they would be dropping out in large numbers. I think really the way to think about dropout rates is as really the kind of end of a larger process of pushing students out or students disengaging with the educational system.
Sayurochi says Arise is having success with certain young people, in part because the staff understands the challenges these teens face.
I am always struck when I visit Arise that this is a school that is infused with what I think of kind of as an ethic or a culture of care.
Like, we share, starting with G, his personal stuff, we share personal stuff, and we get advice. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really helpful.
This culture of care is evident at Arise. Even when students aren't doing their best or behaving their best, Principal Reyes says all of the adults look at how problems can be solved, not just dealt with.
Schools that traditionally had this the framework of discipline that was about punishment. You do this, you get suspended. You do this, you get detention. You do this, you get expelled, and so on and so on. And there's never any kind of reflection, any kind of service back to the community, any kind of healing that's done in that practice. As a matter of fact, it contributes to more trauma.
That's why at Arise, when students skip class, miss assignments, or get into fights, they are not expelled. In fact, no student has ever been expelled from Arise since the school opened 5 years ago. So far, 100% of Arise graduates have been accepted to four-year colleges. That track record is only 2 years old, but it's still an impressive statistic for any public school. Even though Arise has only been around for a short while, its unique approach to education has so far been a success. For Cross Currents, I'm Stella Marie Carpio.